This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A new look at how the economy is doing. Just into us, inflation soared 7.5% over the past 12 months, the biggest spike since 1982. And there's more big news this morning. Word is just in from Britain that Prince Charles has tested positive for COVID. He is in isolation. No details. Ford says it had to shut down its engine plant in Windsor, Ontario because of part shortages as truckers block the bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario. They're angry about Canada's COVID restrictions. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Shortages due to the blockade forced General Motors yesterday to cancel the second shift at its mid-size SUV factory near Lansing, Michigan, although that was temporary. Ford had to close one of its plants in Windsor, Ontario, and scale back work at an Oakville, Ontario factory. And a Toyota spokesman says nothing can be built at its three Canadian plants for the rest of this week due to the part shortages.
Did then-President Trump really tear up government documents? The National Archives reportedly is asking the Justice Department to investigate. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The Washington Post reports that the National Archives has asked the Justice Department to investigate whether former President Trump violated the Presidential Records Act. The Post previously detailed how Trump would tear up presidential documents that were then gathered up and taped together by aides after he had thrown them in the trash. The National Archives did confirm that it arranged the transportation of 15 boxes of presidential papers found at Mar-a-Lago by current Trump representatives. In a statement, Trump said he complied with the law. He also calls the Post articles fake news and is working with the Archives to preserve the Trump legacy. Tim McGuire, Washington.
This is AP News. You may have heard, the Super Bowl is Sunday. Jeremy K. Gover is in Los Angeles.
The Cincinnati Bengals may be considered underdogs in Super Bowl 56, but they're not backing down from the talent-laden Los Angeles Rams. Any key to victory for Cincinnati involves limiting LA's extensive weapons on offense.
Defensive end Trey Hendrickson says, if everyone does their job on defense, the high-powered Rams can be contained.
One of the weekly keys to victory is making a team one-dimensional and then getting after the quarterback. So that'll come with its challenges, as every week does. But I have a lot of faith in our defensive line and linebackers to stop the running back and put a cap on it so that we can get after the quarterback early and often.
Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson currently leads all postseason players with 30 tackles. Hendrickson was fifth in the NFL with 14 sacks during the regular season.
The Dow rose 305 points yesterday. The S&P was up 65. The NASDAQ rose 295 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?